And out to our city council meeting tonight, November 9th. We'll do our city council meeting. We're gonna start tonight with a pledge allegiance led by Steve Clark and Ellen Grove by Sam.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flags of the United States of America. And as you recall, we for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our dear council and father, we're able to be here tonight as council members and servants of the public who have lived with us and citizens here who have. We ask that they be with us so we may be able to take care of the city businesses and the agents. And we are grateful for this wonderful place we live in. Grateful for the moisture we received and ask that we continue to do so. At this time, we also would like to give special thanks and being blessed to have the servicemen and the veterans that have served our country and given us the freedoms that we have. And we're grateful for all these and many more of our citizens in the name of our son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you both. Start with a roll call.
Hudson?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
Tom? Yes.
Next on the agenda is a few minutes of October 12th, regular city council meeting at 6:30.
So here's someone running forward with us. She's been emailing me.
I think I seen something on the paper, but she got something else that I don't know, or some of this stuff, but she...
That's a good cause.
That's a very good cause. Moving forward. Okamori?
Yes.
As far as I know. Well, I'm pretty sure that I'm not giving them up. Just getting working on another nick on the deer. Yeah, I haven't talked to him for a few days, or a few weeks, I guess it is.
I'll make a motion for the meeting minutes.
See, the regular council meeting minutes, October 12th, 2021, 6:30. I'll second.
We have a motion by Sam, second by Justin, to approve the minutes from October 12th. To leave the city council meeting at 6:30. All those in favor? Any opposed? Next is on October 18th. This is on the 19th, yeah. So it's wrong on the agenda here.
Yeah.
Because that's separate for the closed session meeting, yes. Is it?
I gave it to
the...
Yeah.
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 So that would go on the 19th, the special group session. On the agenda, it says 18, so I'm just changing that to, okay, to the 19th. So we're talking about work session. The special group session had on 6 p.m. on the 19th. There's planning and zoning.
Just want us on the call for the session with the other, because of the regular city council.
Yes.
I wasn't here with the 19th, so.
Just need to go to the next step now with it.
I'm trying to leave this out that you might have some other propositions rather than these vehicles to buy instead.
When we started to really look into vehicles, we'd have to really totally change our code book and everything. If we kept our same zones, then we'd have to change our code book 100%. We can just adjust them and adjust our policy, same thing. Right, and just add different zones and not have to redo our whole code deck. A lot easier.
Part of the motion to approve the minutes from the October 19th, 6 o'clock, in a work session.
Second. We have a motion by Justin, second by Sam, to approve the October 19th special work session minutes. All those in favor? Any opposed? Next is our October 26th regular city council meeting held at 6:30 p.m.
This is all I missed.
Don't get into it.
This is not to my pocket.
Yep. You don't have your pocket.
Yep, that's what was throwing me off. I was like, damn. That was like earlier.
I'm sure you were the friend of the other. I guess you were the other.
Why did you want to?
It was working.
They were cleaning the highway because the main lines.
So it's kind of become a bit of a power shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I suppose our NRCS got under the sign that I can't get up with.
So there's a motion to approve them.
I think we did approve it, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, they haven't approved the October 26th.
And yet.
Good one motion. And Sam and Justin were both gone. So I don't think they were on the motion.
Minutes of the October 26th regular city council meeting.
Second. Motion by Kevin, second by Ressa, to approve the October 26th regular city council meeting held at 6:30. All those in favor? Any opposed? Next is approval of adjustments. Transaction register dated 10-1 to, and again, another change we need to make on the agenda to 10/31/2021 in the amount of $4,970.90.
Okay, Okay.
I'll make a motion on the transaction register dated 10/1/2021 to 10/31/2021. Any amount for $1,970. I'll say the motion.
Okay, a motion by Kevin, second by Justin, to approve the transaction register dated 10/1/2021 to 10/31/2021 in the dollar amount of $4,970.90. Roll call.
Johnson? Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
And Sarah?
Yes.
Next is approval of the claims register dated 10/23/2021 to 11/5/2021 in the dollar amount of $237,295.03. I'll tell you, I'm still gonna cut the grill down a little bit, Shane.
We're working on it.
I know. So that it.
I love the two for thing, but when I caught me on the 14 for the trees, is that Forbes? Is that who was doing it?
We had two different.
We had one of them for a week and then one for today. I said, I want to see on here, that's what I was just gonna bet. I don't know. Two different things, two different companies.
I see the part of the model, because this,
not just one week. We just split it all for us out. Well, we're getting four of the week, and they were all convenient here for a week.
Oh, that's it, it was limited.
Yeah, I see that, and then that's right. But I give it up. Forbes said, I talked to him for saying, he said, the most difficult trees in the last year.
Yeah.
And now. That's 3,600, 4,000, but that is what he did, and so I think we got 15,000 left, and that's it. I'm just trying to see how long they get. They did some pretty good job though. They do a lot of good jobs, and we get them in the most of the group there. They were registered from October 23rd to November 5th, 2021. That's a total amount of $247,295.03. Are you ready for second?
I'll second. Motion by Justin, second by Russell, to approve claim register dated 10/23/2021 to 11/5/2021 in the dollar amount of $237,295.03. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yep.
Paul?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
I was just looking at this, you know, I said we'd get back $185 for them.
Yeah.
Are they all on him?
They're all on that.
I was thinking for a move tomorrow night, it's like, it's pretty safe, $198 or $99. But, you know, yeah.
Okay, next is approval of the 2021 general election canvas. No requisitions tonight.
You have another one, which is just on the side.
Yeah, make the motion, approve it, and then sign them. Yeah.
Mayor has the one chair that he needs to sign.
Yes, I'll sign mine first and then pass it.
Well, I'll make a motion, we approve the cash record for the Mount Pleasant City elections for the year 2021. Did I say that right, Jimmy?
Yeah.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Russell and second by Kevin to approve the Mount Pleasant City general election canvas for the year 2021. Is this a roll call?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? May I pass this so you can sign that when you need to. All right. Next item. Discussion and action relating to proposal on employees and COVID sick leave. So we had the issue come up just recently with the COVID requirements now gone. And family member coming down with COVID, an employee needed to take some time off. They asked me what to do, so I said, I'm going to bring it up for city council. So Amanda had done some research there in the packet of what different cities are doing. You reached out to them? Judy reached out to him, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, we're working together, you know, we're...
That's right, actually, I'd like to, I believe I do. The counties? No, we do not.
Can I just ask what other cities? They didn't ask what the county was doing?
So, the county, if you get a shot, you get sick, the day will come back. And they'll come out and they'll pay the work. If you don't get a shot, you come out, you're on sick leave.
That's what several of us think.
And I think that's what a lot of others, I think it's quite good for, like...
That's not reasonable, but to me, at least you think, I mean, it's not...
Some of them just make news or something, you know, not some of them.
So I think we take a step, that's what we try to do, we have, so we say.
I mean, it's better than mandatory shot, in my opinion. I think we'll have to do a resolution, but I think we need to discuss it tonight and then to tell me what to do on a resolution type deal.
And the packet you have is just suggestions that other cities sent me that that's what they're actually doing.
Yeah, so if you look in those.
There's like a...
Cedar City, Florida uses Zoom, Circle, Island, and...
We're getting around the motion.
Yes.
That expired, that didn't last.
And that was kind of important, and they got that till it expired.
Right.
And not in city level, we don't have a lot of cost times and whatnot, but the guys, and guys that could fall back on.
So a lot of sick leave, most of them have sick leave, but we wanted to bring it up because this question might keep coming, so that at least we can sit by.
You do have employees that don't have access. So wouldn't have any sick leave to use if they had to.
What do you mean they have to do? Are you sick leave, unless they don't have it? I understand unless they don't have it, but...
You're sick leave, when I have them to do that, I just change my situation. And a couple of the cities that I asked that you're bringing up...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I guess one portion of the other.
Yeah.
One, from a private sector, they can't afford to pay.
Yeah.
Employees, new stores, or whatever, and they take off. I mean, there's just not that much extra money, but you're just not paying people who are coming to work. You rely on them coming to work to generate your income.
Exactly.
Both.
Because if they told my health department they have to quarantine for 10 days, but it's not really their choice. But that's a couple of the cities that we set it up so that if they're just quarantined, they can still work from home.
Are they wearing a mask and kind of work at like their cells or whatever?
Because it didn't have a department, man.
It is, we kind of pay them back. As far as if you go in one truck and somebody didn't say that, and then you go in and somebody else gets in that truck and they...
Have it set up where we can remote sign into our computers.
The thing is that if I want 10 days off, it's the laws, it's sort of COVID, so I'm going to take 10 days pay off.
We require them to bring me a doctor with the pass they have to bring me.
So like that, I think it's good.
We can test the positive on any of it.
Well, if you get an email that CDC says you need...
So, if you don't see, you don't necessarily want to help Uncle Sam the individual, like,
During the time the test results come back, yes.
So even once you go out and test, you have to quarantine until you get your results.
Yeah, you can still go to your tests and know that you don't have exposure to it, it'll be negative. I mean, that's what you need. But these things only the account of ones if you were to do that. I'm not saying we have dishonest employees, but I'm just saying that there's a potential there.
In reality, it might be just like everybody else, and we say, use your super year. I mean, then it's consistent with what we have now. I mean, I told you how it is, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just the environment.
It means it's kind of like you guys have said, she's one of them that told you, this is a really hot topic to come to life. You can't try to talk.
I think it is. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was fighting over personally. I mean, it's...
She has wanted to be prepared for what was even what you were going to say.
Yeah, it's on the side.
I think you're in your shop. They have put forth them, and they do get orders. That one about 14 cars around.
I like Keeper Cities. They said they only cover vaccinated employees if they contract COVID. Unvaccinated employees must use their own sick leave. Keeper follows the CDC recommendations that vaccinated people do not need to quarantine if exposed, but must wear a mask at office for 14 days. Maintain physical distancing and get tested 5 to 7 days after exposure. Unvaccinated employees exposed must quarantine as recommended using their own sick leave.
That goes back to your CDC guidelines and so on.
Yeah,
I guess you're the city of the
man.
I mean, so I like that. I like guidelines just too. So.
Yeah.
We don't require vaccination, I would say, but we encourage it. So.
Well, this kind of encourages it. It isn't an incentive, but it doesn't require. I mean, they don't. They just kind of really use it sometimes.
Yeah. You see, it's not the same, man.
We're all team athletes,
it's just like the food, I mean. So, no different than the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
For reasons, I don't think we can do anything with it on the table right now, we have to do.
Well, I guess as long as we're just on time to use our sick leave, then I guess there's really not a resolution, because then it's, unless we go with this other direction.
So, you want us to get a resolution similar to Heber City's here, and then just go out the next time?
I'd be in favor of that. Because I think most of them take an initiative to get the shots that they don't take time off. I think they should not have used their sick time because
the only thing I can see is if it comes down to an employee says, you know what? I'm not vaccinated. What's that got to do with it? Because vaccinated people are getting it too, you're going to have a lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's what you're calling the CDC.
Yeah. Even they're getting lawsuits. It still doesn't take away the lawsuit end of this. I think you just treat it like sick leave, like flu, any other flu. If you get sick and you need time off, you got to use your sick leave.
That's basically what Spanish Fork says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It keeps the office day long, get vaccinated, and tell if the employee gets COVID or is cold and COVID, they would use their sick vacation or comp time. So, remember that they may have a day. We aren't considering changing our policy anytime in the near future.
That way you don't have some employees getting comp time and some
whatever.
So that is your answer to that.
However you want to do it,
keep one of those two.
I suggest we use Spanish Fork. So basically, I don't even know if we got a technical resolution on that because we just inquire. Just like any other illness, those employees would have to keep their sick leave. So we're at least up on the same page and everything out there. That's really what we want to continue to do. Okay. Next item is discussion action AT&T lease agreement.
It's actually, this infrastructure, they would like to put a addition on the tower out back here.
Did they agree to take it to the south?
They did.
Yeah.
So it's up to the south.
And that's going to be a complete, it's another selection of that. So it'll just be a ditch, it won't be on the second tower, and it'll just attach it to the, what's existing, this is the structure.
Yeah, it'll just attach it to the tower.
And then they, would they pay with C additionally?
Yeah, it's $1,000 for space on the tower, the area adjacent to the tower.
$800 is what the price it is, which is $800 a month.
For that one now?
Also, it's $800.
For the month?
Okay, it's about $15,000 a year, and that's how it was.
A month, we get $1,000, so it's
about $1,000. I think they told it was $15,000 a year.
That's
a solid $1,000.
Yeah. And this would be $1,000 a month.
So it'd be $1,000 on top of the possibility of the station.
Is that a month?
Oh, yeah, a month.
Yes.
Yeah. So all you can do is up there and they cause issues with this to the south, I don't have an issue with it.
And we was going to ask them help with movement to the south to help move the building too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, remember that.
We need a little time.
Yep. So would that enhance all of the safety?
Yes.
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 That's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
It's win for us to have that much more rent coming off a space that's already there.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of intent, do we need to look for the actual unit to move through it, or? I think you can prove it, and then they just sign it.
So that they can send us the
actual lease.
Yeah, just basically anybody says how.
Yeah, I think they just want the mayor's signature for that, and we've got all of your approval, and the mayor can just sign one.
Yes, so I'll make a motion to approve the letter of intent from the J5 infrastructure.
Yep.
Yeah, for the proposal of the,
NGT.
Yeah, I'm just kind of drivers. AT&T station on existing tower, so we can get into the actual lease agreement.
Do I have a second?
I'll second you.
Yeah, I'm saying they have this.
Now,
they sent us a bunch of plans originally, but Seth was on the north side, and we didn't like it on the north side because the fire station never expands and we're in trouble. So anyway, I have a motion by Justin, seconded by Sam to move forward with the J5 infrastructure for an AT&T dish to be put on the tower out back of the old city hall. Let's see. All those in favor? Any opposed?
Yeah.
No, I'm not opposed. I just didn't get in on the line.
Who's doing it?
It's a little late, you know?
Yeah.
All right, that tax approval. So we got looking into it. We forgot to do a resolution. So we are now doing the resolution. 2021-20. The resolution establishing procedures for the Mount Pleasant City Rat Tax Program.
So is this the federal challenge to 51.86%?
We have put in the resolution. How many voted for it? It was never proposed. We just didn't get this paper into a state, so we didn't start the tax in July as it was supposed to, so now it's set in January.
So
we had that resolution in, and we messed up on that part of it.
So we wasn't able to start by doing it until January now?
Yeah, so now this was started in January.
All later.
We have that tax on it. Well, 6 months. It would have started in July. That looks good for 10 years. So we go. So we never really lose the 6 months. It's just more like a back. We'll get it to the end.
So I have a question on this. The way this is written, it always sounds like this is to go out as a grant to whoever applies for it. Is that right?
Yes.
So whoever the committee is, they would solicit opportunity when that you've got somebody that wants to use those funds for some improvements.
based on these different categories that make them quite bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to have a committee. The committee's 7 members.
Yeah, I see that in here.
Who was
Not yet.
Until we got the money, it was such a way to establish the committee because we wouldn't have nothing to do until we get the money coming in to look at the application.
So really, it is a little bit competitive in a sense. If you've got a few different groups that want to ask for these things, and that will compete against each other.
And then internally, the other thing too is within our city function, they have to be a 503C. So like I know a lot of arts councils were running, I told them they're going to get the 503C.
So who do you have to offer? Do we have to offer that to anybody that wants to do something with it?
They can submit their application.
And then the committee
decides on where the money goes. And then it's approved by the city council.
All right.
Yeah.
That's spread out from the outside of the court office.
Is it spread out in how often? It's like every year, basically, is what it would be. Is so the money would come to us quarterly. But you can submit your applications to the committee for like a year. And they decide on who goes to them and give them the time to send it, I feel.
See, if you advertise in the paper, just like the public notice that you're going to accept your application for this time period to this time period, and then they won't meet them like, oh,
then is there any like other criteria like matching, anything to match up with that, or?
There was some of that in here too.
I
have to be tied to the whole thing.
I'll make it through, but I think we need to do that. I'm just glad we're holding through it. I'm just so I have to understand.
Yeah, if we keep going with that committee, we're going to have to go through that again and make sure we're doing it the right way.
Well, it seems to me like the committee had the right to say, we're going to wait for another year to like, generate more money.
Yeah, I just think that you could.
Yeah.
It's your certain amount of time you can hang on to it.
It has to be so much in the year that you're like,
You can borrow it forward, though.
No, I think there's something.
You can borrow that forward, so
if the city can hold on to the funds and
hold it for years. Right. But the grant app, so that whoever applies for it has to use it within the year.
For the project.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to use the art council. So
they should not be the sole and major source of funding received by applicant organization. Priority will be given to organizations that council has that have received matching funds.
Make a motion to accept the resolution from Mount Pleasant City 2021-20, the resolution establishing procedures for the Mount Pleasant City Route Tax Program.
I'll second this. Okay, I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Russell to adopt and approve resolution 2020-20, a resolution establishing procedures for the Mount Pleasant City Route Tax Program. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Can I ask who for the best?
I text and sound it with city and they send it over to me and I type it up.
So they have it in Word document?
They send it to me in PDF and I could go to work so I actually have to retype the whole thing.
So you know how we had John, what's his name, John Matt, Bradley Camp, who's from San Quentin. But San Quentin, he felt this exact same thing and they went 18 months before they realized they hadn't done it.
Because the last recorded, well, that's a new recorded and how the thing is to do with the industry.
So it's like, okay, I guess we don't go to that. We only got 6 months wondering what the stock of the money was.
It's virtual leisure position in the city that we don't have, so yeah, so we need to know what's in there, what'll change.
Yeah. Okay, any public participation?
I don't think there is anybody signed up. Shane, Paul, Ash,
She just texts her comments to me.
I'm trying to make it happen.
There's someone, so.
What you said last time was different. Alright, next, fire department. So, we're putting a bit on our truck. For Rosenbauer. So it's $868,763. So, it'll be a one-of-a-kind truck we've never built before, due to the fact of its length. So it's gonna be the first time it's ever been built like this. So they're excited to see how it's gonna all play out, kind of us. I don't know. We're having a discussion action at the meeting if we can do it tonight, if that's the actual agenda. Myself and Mark Hightower will fly out to Minnesota December 1st through the 3rd. So we just need state travel approval. It's all paid for, there's no, we don't have to pay for anything, it's just approval to leave state.
Have you done by then?
No.
That'll be the pre-meeting,
major release, then 3 days, going over all the specs and making sure everything's in what we want.
Did you say you have to put it in?
It's in Wyoming, Minnesota, is where the plant's at, so. But airport's in Minneapolis, where we're flying to, and then we'll have to drive to Wyoming. So.
When the traveling is on?
December 1st and 3rd. So, it's moving a lot right there, because you're not going off. It's cold out there. I've been out there in December 4th, it's cold. So. Like I said, I don't know if that can be done through here, but I'll put it on the next agenda.
How long we should put it on the next agenda?
Which is fine, which will still be ahead of us.
Some of us need to go, still be ahead of us.
So, second thing, we was talking to district last night, things, we have our water, the water tender we use up here, basically Mount Pleasant bills and water, we've got money from our own fires, do all that. The shed that's in is a county shed. However, apparently it's being double covered on insurance. County has insurance on it. Plus the city has insurance on it. But where our guys are the ones driving it, we technically have to have insurance on them. So they're gonna cancel that. Second member was talking about saving districts and money on the utilities that the city would just kind of keep costing the utilities around $20 a month. Well, it's just technically a city, everything we do with it, we benefit from it for what we use. So I told them I'd bring it up and see what everybody's thoughts on that was.
Are you talking about this storage shed?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like where the other fire truck's at, so where all that big water tender is.
Right by that big generator.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but there is the fridge.
So I mean, really, the county, the only thing the county does is a vision of the building. So, I don't know if you get that on the property, you probably like, you see the property,
you want the property.
And they just put a building up, it's a house that, originally it had to be that way because it was originally in the FEPP truck, which had to go through guidelines where the county had insurance and all that, but where it's outright bought through the district and it's basically used through the city now as a city bill, so. You're saying, we all get all the money from it on fires and everything else, so. And then it comes back, so it kind of makes more sense, in my opinion, that we just cover these utilities.
Put up that high on it, I do know that.
So.
Yeah. Do they maintain the building or do they maintain the building?
It's, well, we maintain that building. We have a little, we've had a little, you'll see.
Not now, that was to give us the building and to not worry about it.
Yeah.
We shouldn't handle it, we didn't do any agreements, who does what.
Right.
Is that the way to build and then the fire district reimburses us? Or is it go to the fire district?
Maybe it goes to the fire district.
Well, it goes to the county.
It goes through the county, the district pays for the utilities.
Oh, I thought you said we pay for the utility.
No, the district does. The fire district pays for it.
And they're asking if the city will cover it, right?
Correct.
Asking for $20 off of that?
Well, I don't know if the city, you can see, more or less take hold of it.
utilities.
So the utility bill would come to us instead of the fire district?
Yeah.
Basically.
So reality is, if we're building it, we're going to build the fire department, we move it into moving it in anyway. And then that will probably more likely house, so the district owns like some side by side and some ATVs and stuff that we use on fires, like the county fire and that. I would imagine we'd place a house on stuff, which is what we kind of do. So reality would go back to the county building, so that's kind of my thought process on that, I guess. And at that time, then we can really turn it back over to the district paying for them. I don't know.
I guess Mr. Nichols, okay, it's about.
How about we had a little.
February. So the Knox County needs to pay up, but for the last few months, they have.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, the last few, they don't look like they're getting out. So anyway, it's kind of a, I don't know, to us all, I mean, the money comes out of the money that should come out of my living when it goes back to here. You know, it's kind of an interesting way to pay it, but so it's all kind of coming out of city living and different citizens, so. Thoughts? I don't know if I have a day in one way or another, I don't know, I mean, does the county still cover, they can be covered repair if and all that on that drivers?
Yes.
Yeah, we just have to move our trucks away, okay. And I still, I mean, it's, all our trucks are not through the district, they're still, right? Yeah, I guess the county is like a lien holder, and so the district's still covering anything if it's over $3,000 in damage or any kind of repair. The lien is like paying the city's not to cover the first $2,000.
So are we currently billing them for the power?
Yes.
So I don't think they're not paying the bill, so I don't, there's a lot worried about that.
Well, I think we're not getting that, so we had credit in. We fight the generator, heaters, and into that meter.
And it went crazy.
Yeah.
They finally asked me about it, and the bill went from $20 to like $600.
Doctors already paid it a few times.
They got the attention.
So we can get that generator on.
Well, they didn't question it, and then they asked me, well, is there something going on with taxes? I really thought.
I guess, how do you feel about it, Sam? Do you feel like we should?
I think it should be different by fire department here. I mean, we know that we're the sole benefactors of the truck. I mean, we're going wildland fire, the city is the one that actually brings along the money off that truck.
That's why I was just gonna say, if we're bringing in the money, that's nothing but right for us to be doing that.
Yeah, because the district don't see any money for it. You know, we make a significant amount of money on fires from that truck, so.
That's why I asked, that's why I was trying to keep with this.
That's kind of my thought on it, if you have to see like charging for the utilities for making them.
It's all tax dollars.
It's all tax dollars anyway, but.
Yeah, just keep it more probably.
More there.
Clean.
I've heard my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Should make that as a motion then, and just.
Yeah, how about we have that, that need to be.
We probably have to have that on the next one.
So it's on actual.
I have that in my gym, that's gonna run my own.
We bring it up.
We gotta do it that way, so.
Right.
So.
Do you have that, Jamie?
How's that?
We'll give it that on the board, so we won't forget, huh? You need an office for the door.
And we can handle everything.
Other than that, that's all I got.
Okay, thanks.
Lynn, have you heard of reporting on public works?
Yeah, Kroger, he's busy with all his house stuff.
I know, he was worried about it.
I said, you have some problems, you know, I'm in for 2 days of support. Okay, all the problems are done. And our road crossings, we got them all pretty set. We got that drain, the pipe in the driveway over there for Carol, the pencil over there. And so I think we'll be good there for a while, so until we
still draining it to the ditch down.
See, before we just kind of made the dam go over there, we had some old water that we actually put in there, so she didn't fill it in, so.
So just walk through the rest of the.
Yeah, second. I mean, when we had that last storm, I mean, it wandered, I mean, at least she didn't get anything, but he was kind of close to us, so.
Do you know where there was a risky kid, where it was just more than that, where it was a couple of blocks? There was an issue there,
yes.
If we could get that water a little more, you'd probably put a culvert, because they access the property on that west side too, so.
Right.
Be nice to keep that water right in that intersection.
Oh, I know. And Herbert was probably one of those getting to a house, so that was set up.
I don't think this is happening there.
No, it isn't, I mean, we were just basically, I don't think that, and we guys can have things that try to change it for more stuff, I mean, likely, I mean, we do need.
And the same thing, well, they know that it's more past that, driveway just a little bit.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't, yeah, it's, you're probably right, I mean, so, anyway, that's, so every time I drive by there, I'm like,
it gets deep, but they keep talking about it, you know. Now, though, kind of trying to keep, you can see we're kind of dug around the corners, and kind of,
yeah, see, I'm sorry to do some more together, but it's just, I don't think there's a ditch to that.
That one, there is, there.
No, there's no way to get across the road. This one, by category, you can do that ditch, and so we're like, oh, it goes on the other side of the road.
Yeah,
there's a ticket to the ditch, yeah, dumps into a ditch, so that was that.
Well, yeah, we got that one done. We did get some gravel hauled at Bath Village, spread around, blowing and stuff, and made a big difference. People was really happy.
It felt way good.
They kind of felt happy with it. And we're gonna, like, I don't know whether, I didn't work today, but anyhow, after rain, he's gonna try to make sure that, you know, the name were public or something. That gravel we get is actually packing it really good, so I don't worry, it's just road base, yeah, we just put road base, yeah. Okay, so then down cemetery, you know, we've just been mowing up leaves and everything. I mean, they're falling as quick as we're cleaning them up, but what can we do, right? So.
How's that happening?
My wife keeps telling me I need to creep the leaves up, but I said, well, when there's no growth on the tree.
When the neighbors quit falling too.
Exactly. When Mark's leaves could come over to my property.
You have such a friendly yard.
Come in. You just have generous parents, you just give all the leaves up. So anyhow, Kim, we also are making good progress out the cemetery now on that new section. So we actually, you know, we've been using that little tractor. Tim's actually got on it, and we've kind of got, I think it's looking pretty good. So maybe start getting markers and stuff in there, so that'll be a big relief. So when you plant it? Next spring. I think it'll next spring now, but well, we will have it ready because we need to get it as quick as we can.
Yes.
We're just keeping our fingers crossed on doing that and all that stuff. Then anyhow, we've been working on that map over out there. It's already set up, so we're going to be putting it up here next week. So that'll make Sandra happy. So we moved it up along the road up there, so we don't get sprinklers and stuff like that on it. It's right up at the cemetery. So we've got it all painted and oiled and everything. And she's got new glass, new maps to win. So
we wondered where that sign went.
Yeah,
we got there a while ago.
We kind of rebuilt it, oiled it up, painted it. So we're gonna put some sonic tubes and some saddles there and set it up down there. So I think it'll be a lot nicer. So
where's it gonna go?
Just gonna be that main road above the monument right there. That
like veterans monument.
Yeah.
So is it an area where it don't get sprinkled?
Yep, won't get sprinkled. So we got a little pole out so people can actually, you know. So.
Gene, you know if anybody's using the web-based map yet much? Or
I know that Dave and Sandra have been using it quite a bit. And we did have a citizen called the other day that was talking to him about it. So I think a little bit.
Maybe the word isn't out yet that that's up there. But I think over time more people probably start using that too. So.
Is the sprinkler system all ready to go? Yes.
Power hooked up to the...
I'm not sure about that, so...
I don't think the wires have been terminated or the power to it yet. And if you wait till next spring to do it, that's just another delay, so...
Exactly.
I suggest that gets done this soon as we can.
Your power got hooked to it, but I might be wrong.
It's not.
I know they hooked into the water, and I wasn't...
Yeah, the water, they didn't do anything with the power.
So, and that would be, I agree 100%, I mean, we need to get that, so...
It's probably gonna have to be metered, they probably gotta put a meter on it and, you know, get an outlet there to...
Okay, so you...
I just suggest that gets done.
Can we pull it from the east?
Pardon?
Can we pull it off the east up there?
No, we've got a conduit.
Conduit in, we're just pulling it from a transformer into that secondary box.
The conduit's just...
Your valves are on the west, ain't they? Didn't you guys tie that water in on the west side?
Yes.
The main tie.
It's just power.
I was just thinking the meter was already up there for the well.
Pardon me?
The meter's already up there for that well and stuff, and so I was wondering if we could just pull off there, because as long as you had a place to plug in the box, it doesn't matter where they go probably, because they've got the wires ran through the whole thing.
Well, the wires are all in a box right down to the bottom where they tied the water out.
Okay.
All I need to do is just finish the power down there. Get over the terminated. They can even turn the water on and make sure everything runs right now. Because it'll, as soon as you shut the water, it drains itself.
I think he had to set the sprinkler head still, didn't he? Or did he get them set?
No, I think so. I'm not sure what. I think they're there. They need to be pulled up and stuff.
Yeah.
Get it drained. But that's what's the one good thing now is then we start getting our water cool stuff. So it's, I think we're about where we need to be. So. That's a good thing. So, and then also we got we did a lot of trimming on our trees and our snow plow routers. I mean, like on our sidewalk and stuff, we had a little tractor. We've got low hanging branches. We've trimmed quite a few intersections, so if anybody knows anything that needs to be trimmed too, so we don't have any accidents. Then we went and trimmed up here to the RDA apartments where it is growing up over the heating, cooling units and stuff like that, got away from the building up there. So we've done quite a bit of trimming and everything.
Did you get the one there where the ambulance parks? Where they pull out onto the road?
We did.
There's probably that one that will have to be touched up.
Okay.
That one hit the truck. That was bad. It hit the trucks. It used to hit the trucks. That one's coming off the old Randy Lee's old house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there on the sidewalk. It's basically on the sidewalk.
Them usually get bad.
And we also got the gut ring gutter. We got the rec center. We got all that stuff out. Leaves, that's a nice big leaves. Swimming pools up there, so.
Might have to do the RDA apartments after they fall.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Mike kind of got a question for the council and you. We talked about leveling the headstones up out there. Has that discussion gone anywhere? How do we go about doing that? Do we hire somebody to do that? We talked about maybe monks or...
We hire monks and we've done quite a few out there. They do them quite often.
In the past, we've hired monks before.
Yeah.
We had them do so many a year.
Because I riding through there the other day and noticed it.
There's some that needs that.
Yeah.
Really bad. So, I mean, yes.
Yeah, and I think anything like that would be, it's going to be noticed right now.
Well, yeah, it's a safety concern too, I mean.
Yeah.
So, okay, I mean, some of them.
Some of the big tall ones?
Yes,
They're really laying over.
You talking in the old part?
Yeah, over in the old part.
Some of those sandstone ones we can't touch.
Did monks tell you that, or we just...
Sandra looked into it, resetting some of them, and we can't... We'll have to look into it for sure. I know we can't touch the actual headstone. Mike can lift them, but...
That's what I thought, if we get up underneath them some way with...
Around the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, lift them up and straighten them up. I mean...
You got yourself, it's going to tip over and they'll be... We'll wind up, yeah, so...
There's two guys in Manona, Danny Dykes and another guy, I don't know who it was, but they done that on their own all the time. They just...
Well, they put under cement, or they mix up some bag cement and put under them?
Get a little mic hole, rip them up, and put road base under them, tamp it in there, something like that.
No, it's something we need to look at as a council and a city.
I agree a 100%. There's a lot of them, so, yeah.
Now, them old pioneer, them old stone ones are standing up, and there's a couple of them that's leaning back, I'll bet you they're 30 degrees.
You're probably good.
Even some of our newer...
High amount, but we have some that has a high age, like a log or something.
There's a thing that's offered through the Utah State History. It's called gravestone preservation. Says interested organizations and people can find more resources on how to properly clean and repair headstones in the future. We intend to offer workshops and training through the state. Preservation projects may be eligible for a matching grant and see information below. So there are gravestone preservation programs that we might want to look into a little bit. That's good, because we definitely...
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, people, that's all I had.
Yeah, that's good. I'll forward this to Eugene, okay?
All right, fire department.
Finally got all the, I think, leave the equipment in to start working on that second bay, that bay down there. All the switches came in and everything. So we're going to get going on that. We got, land is going to be coming to commission the collector out there on the 15th. Kyle and I went down to...
Who's that?
Kyle and I went down to hotline school this last week. And he participated, and you know, we both took the substation class, and I taught a few classes while he was down there. And it turned out real nice. It was pretty good. It was pretty neat. Mm. And kind of got some information on what to do when we start putting plants into school. So, come January. That's kind of what we're hoping, so we'll see what happens. Other than that, things are going good. Just having a hard time getting supplies. Transformers now are 2 years out.
2 years.
They're not even taking orders anymore. We're going to call you on. So, it's getting a little hairy. We just ordered 6 more, so I'll bring that requisition will be coming to you next council meeting. We've had them, we told them when, as soon as they come in, you know, we wanted to be on first on the list, and so that's what they did. But I think that's going to be the 6 we're going to see for quite some time, the last 6.
But you'll get those within 2 years.
That'll probably be 6 months. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Meters are a year out.
So how do you really do any, how do you really develop?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really...
Yeah.
That's a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess. It's a real big mess.
And so we could let people develop, because a lot of it sounds like there's other issues.
Yeah. Major shortages on a lot of stuff. We got the utility solutions coming tomorrow. If any of you guys want to come up around 10, they're going to be providing lunch after they do they got their truck, but they're going to be showing around that has all their information, their long sticks and all that stuff, equipment on it. And
what do they have for lunch? That's going to be the pizza.
Pizza? Main Street pizza.
They're good, but it's all it is, pizza. I eat too much pizza with kids.
Oh, man. Seems like that's all we ever eat, pizza.
We're good at it. We got UAMPS is moving along good. We're going to try to see if we can get our bills down come August and that. We're looking at whether we need to buy some power back from IPP for next summer. And winter, because that price is actually getting competitive now with prices, and so we might consider pulling some of that back. We're just looking at that right now. So So yeah, we're doing pretty good, just busy, a lot going on. I thought we'd start slowing down, but it hasn't, so, which is good. So those guys have been trimming trees, and so they've been actually, it's been nice because they've actually been contacting everybody or hanging door hangers and actually, you know, doing a thorough job. We've been checking on them every day they're here, and so I think I've been pretty pleased with them, that Deseret Trees.
Are they getting a little extra work around here, maybe?
They are. They are. So it's helping them out, too. They're just out of
Indianola.
Indianola there, yeah.
Yeah,
I talked to the Ford's guy, he said, we're not going to do any extra.
Yeah.
Because I talked about some of the extra tree on my trees, they said, no.
They were just going
around. You can't golf tomorrow anyway.
In case we had a risk.
There you go.
So, a lot of power estimates going on. We just turned in another estimate. They're looking into extending power clear up into the West Hills from the hill, 6,000 feet up into there.
Well, when's Mount Pleasant going to start serving Moroni and Fountain Green?
You know, I wish we would have bought it when they approached us 20 years ago.
I was listening, your service area, that's quite a service area.
Oh, gosh, geez, yeah, that's what needs some more help. But my opinion, I think, I would like to see this power district come in, but I think there's just too much politics and...
Everybody's too territorial.
Yeah, yeah. I think we got a good thing with us in Spring City.
I don't think fair to do. That'd be the hard one.
Yeah, yeah. I think they just do things a little bit different than what we do when it comes to our budget and stuff. So.
But there may come a time where they'll have a choice.
Yeah. I also think Rocky Mountain, you know, I don't think that's come away. I think they'll come back. But at least we know what our system's worth. We know what we're putting into it. You know, and we can come back, we'll be.
That's what I'm saying. May come a time where you have to consolidate to take advantage of the economy of scales to make it affordable.
Right.
With, you know, the systems that make sense.
Yeah. I mean, trucks are getting expensive. It gets expensive for a little city to buy it.
Yep.
A new truck. And,
yeah.
And so Kent's been real good about buying trailers and stuff, you know, because he's like, I want to bring my share to the table. You know, we pull wire, we use his trailer, we go over there, we use our trailer, or vice versa. It doesn't matter, you just, you know, make it work out between us and so on.
Hopefully that stays out if he ever retires, when he retires, depending on who they hire, huh?
I wish they'd hire somebody, because he's going to be retiring in 5 years. Maybe get somebody over there that starts knowing the system.
They'll never find anybody as dedicated as him, though.
No, they won't.
That would be a good time.
Yeah.
Merge?
Yeah. So I could
sign those two.
Yeah. I mean, right, they've been giving us $40,000 a year, you know, in their budget to switching his power, upgrading his system. He's going to have a brand new system here next few years. New pole, new wire, probably by the time he retires. Yeah.
Yep.
Then he's going to come in.
What would he want to do that?
Yeah. So the wife says they can do
that. Yeah. I can't figure it out.
I think he.
Maybe Mike can tell you what.
But yeah, so we're just busy, which is good. Branson's doing an awesome job. So good.
Good.
But yeah, thanks for the opportunity of sending it down to Hotline School. That really helped us out on that substation class. We actually got some good contacts that come to have St. George, you know, help us out if we do have some issues and stuff. And so it was real beneficial.
Good. Good, good.
Thanks.
Next we had the quarterly financial report by Dave, but he had an emergency, he had to run home.
I see. How about what this was in the budget?
He just, for you guys to look over it, and any questions, you can reach out to him.
Okay. I was gonna say, he had a little presentation, but since he's not here, I guess just look over it and...
He said that he could come to another meeting if we wanted him to do that, he just had something come up with government.
I do have a question, does the auditors move stuff in our budget, or is that... They can move stuff in our budget?
No. Auditors can?
I think to cover certain things, yes, they have to ask Dave for sure, but... It wouldn't be this year, but it would've been last year.
Right. Yeah, 'cause there were some questions I had, and he said the auditors move it, he couldn't find it, and I'm like... I didn't know if auditors can actually move it, or if they have to do it with permission from the city to quarterly.
I don't think they'd go in there and do it, but they might have been a recommendation or something for them to do something, with the budget.
Well, they might, or if we're being compliant or something.
That's what I mean. But it would be probably us that did that.
Well, they'd probably show us what they gotta do, They don't just change it. Say, we gotta move this over here, and bring it into compliance.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's what my bookkeeper did, they...
They'll tell you kinda how to do it, huh? Yeah, so look through there, any questions you have, we'll get with Dave and... On that budget.
This is up to now, right?
Yeah, so it's the first quarter, basically.
Do you know, if you could add under my fire, I can ask him, I guess, but do you know if you could add that? The one that we've got, we put our fire money in, and paid fires.
Your Wagon fire account?
Yeah.
It has to do about it.
I haven't seen it for a while, just curious. I don't think it's on here that I've seen.
Okay. Let's see. Council reports, Justin.
So as far as the... grant, state parks grant, still working with Susan on how to try to figure out. I talked with Mont about it, because he was kind of the, I guess he's kind of one that we started this agreement with Dave Grohl on the trains and stuff, and it started out as a private-public partnership, and it's still called it kind of a preservation project out there, a recreation, it's not like we build a hotel in the middle of the park, so I'm hoping that we can navigate through that. So I've been in contact with Susan, the state parks grant manager, and just kind of through that. Hopefully, we can, without too much hassle.
Okay.
And I really don't have much other than that tonight.
Kevin?
I don't have much either, we moving forward with the November 27th celebrations. We got another meeting coming up on that, Jeannie, are you aware of?
They don't know on that one.
I think they're kind of putting it all together and...
They have been working on it.
Yeah, so...
Kevin, you know, I know they're thinking of putting the stage and stuff right here. But you know what kind of power they're gonna need there, or to run the sound system or anything?
Brittany and Natalie that's kind of ramrod and things like that.
JD Fox is bringing the sound system. He's gonna be the...
Who's he got his own stuff to do that, or is he gonna need... Get a hold of him?
Yeah, why don't you get a hold of him, see what he's gonna need for sure. That'd be the best. Because I don't know which one he's doing. I don't know if he's bringing the radio station's mobile unit, which is totally all set up, you know what I'm saying? Or if he's bringing his own. But he's gonna do the sound system for us.
All right, I'll get it.
Well, I bet you're gonna need a plug or something, and maybe you're not gonna bring it on a generator, you know?
Well, if they come with the, radio station, they have inverters in their vehicles, and they just run off the batteries.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'd take the pressure off you then, okay?
Yeah.
Or even...
Do you want me to contact him and see what he needs?
I'll give him a call, see what...
He's your neighbor, isn't he?
What he needs, yeah.
Kind of...
You got those two poles right there on the corner, and those, each pole has its own outlet. Now, those are always hot, so we could, you know, bring what he needs out there.
Run an extension cord.
Are they gonna face it, so it faces up Main Street or straight across, or...
I don't know for sure, but what I imagined when Natalie said it to me was that it was gonna go across 100 West on Main Street, so blocking that side of the street, and it would be right there between Wells Fargo and the bar.
Yeah.
Was what I had imagined, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I thought she meant.
Steve?
This is kind of a long shot, but I'm wondering if the city has any kind of, like, temporary lights, pathway lights or something that we could get down the sidewalk from Brotherson's place down to the Music Conservatory building.
I think what we're trying to do is just close the road on that so they can walk the road.
Okay.
And those lights on that street are gonna be working. Right there in front of the church and stuff, those two lights are...
The light poles?
Light poles, yeah.
I think they were talking about doing a halo right around this block.
Yes, I think we're gonna close it though.
So the halo will go somewhere else?
No, so there won't be any traffic, so people can walk.
The halo can still go there.
Yeah, the halo can still go there.
If we can make it work out.
Doing an arch, that would be good.
So what Steve's commenting on is the Sanpete, what is it called? Sanpete,
The Sanpete Valley Choral Arts Society.
Is gonna be singing over in the Wasatch Building, so people will be walking in there also. Yeah.
It'll be us and kids from the elementary school that are doing, Utah commemorative songs.
So is this a church building or the other building?
No, it's where the old church is.
Okay.
Right over on the corner here.
Right. The old Presbyterian church.
Yeah, yep.
So we just saying that people may be walking on the sidewalk and it's not very well lit, is that what you're...
That was my concern as I was driving down there today. I thought, you know, there's a nice sidewalk there, but I was concerned about lights with a lot of pedestrian traffic.
Yeah.
At least we hope there'll be a lot of pedestrian padded traffic. That's why we invited the school kids, so their parents would come.
Do we have street lights along there?
There's two right down in front of the church.
Is it?
On the corners, but there's nothing...
But between there, it's kind of all. And we're thinking that Natalie and those guys are thinking they wanted to do some archway where the hayride people will drive right through and all that, and light it up with lights. I don't know if we're gonna be able to do that. We're gonna try. We're having a hard time finding lights. Christmas lights, so...
Walmart has them.
I would just say Walmart.
Yeah, it's been that long.
I think most of the lights are sitting out in the harbor up there in California.
Yeah.
Along with a lot of other things.
So anything else comes from there?
Can we use the big ones like we did up to the pool last year?
The big lights?
Don't we still have the ones?
Yeah, we still put maybe even, if we can't do that, we put a pair of bucket trucks right there and run lights. You know,
just drape them over.
Drape them over, yeah.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
You got those little reception light things that you talk about that. So we have to talk about the little bulbs.
No, I was just teasing.
Oh.
Just giving Shane a hard time that Walmart has light.
Oh. I thought you used some of the pool.
We have some of those cones.
Oh, at the pool we had that was like almost a curtain that came down kind of a thing. Brittany got, she's still got them.
She's still got them.
Though, we got, well, I have to see if they do. I can't remember if they, our cones, some of our cones flash and light up, our orange cones.
Hmm.
So we got some of those. If we have those, we put some of those out and stuff, so.
That'd be kind of fun to have a walkway lit up.
Yeah.
We got a whole bunch of candy canes that are lit, just plug them all together.
Yeah. They had quite a few of them.
Yeah, actually, hit most of the Walmarts probably in the state. Take a road trip.
We might just have to ask some of the neighbors there if we could run an extension cord from their house and just put some halogen lights. That might be our easiest solution.
Well, we got our lights we could throw on our trucks too, or big spotlights.
You blind everybody with those.
Christmas angel.
Russ, what have you got?
I haven't got anything other than just a meeting tomorrow night. That's at 7.
Right.
If everybody doesn't know, we had a meeting last week. Mike had it. I think it was pretty productive with Spring City. I brought up the fact that we would like to get some money from these other cities, and Matt let me know that I was opening up a can of worms there. But I'll tell you what, we spend a lot of money for the recreational programs in North San Pete area.
I did find there's grants, some grants I'm going to look into for those. I think we might find some money to help see if we can get those four-plex lights.
Done.
LED, huh?
What's that?
Turn them over like the football field?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be awesome.
So we're trying to, there's a couple grants we're looking at to see if we can.
Yeah.
I don't think Rocky Mountain Power's going to give you a grant for that.
We're trying to get some bylaws and stuff put together because Steph's having some trouble with parents and coaches causing troubles, and so I got a little stuff right here in my briefcase. I can show you kind of what we're. I made a suggestion that we read this before each game.
That's not the new bowl, that's been going on since.
And this stuff. Yeah, I know Bones dealt with it.
Junior Jazz is really pushing that league together this year, so let's.
But to have the official just read that before a game, get the two coaches together and plant seed anyway, to where we can try to get some of this in check before. I mean, for heaven's sakes, over a flag football game.
Yeah, it got a little heated over a flag football game.
I'm just going really.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
We've had some real issues with
the rec. Example being set for our children.
Well, Matt Pickham said his complaint in Fairview, and I understand the same thing about is the travel. The parents complain about having to come over here to do it. Well, they don't have the money to build the facilities in their own town, so that's neither here nor there, and that's kind of why it's. The fact is, we're paying utilities, we're paying for the upkeep on the fields and everything else. Well, you're getting all of the funds, they said. The registration money, and then Stephanie let them know, you know, you get part of that back after we take our expense. Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, they didn't say that you come over here and buy hamburgers and buy gas? And
we didn't hear that.
You know, they didn't hear that.
The biggest thing was that the parents complained about
traveling,
that and how they're split up, and I said, well, welcome to sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quit having kids.
That's my
huh? Sorensen. We had Fairview and Spring City County.
Right.
The rec directors and the city council went over.
My two oldest boys that played football.
Yes. I know.
I know. We had to go to Earl Gunnison.
Yeah. Right.
So we stayed.
They had a college. They had a college.
That's part of
the kids. You're not here this week.
So yeah, now they complain about you.
That's just the way it is.
Spring City's right.
We'll get another meeting tomorrow night.
That would be inviting these young parents that's got children and stuff for coaches and all that stuff.
Well, we talked, we might have a little meeting after this meeting tomorrow night. We're running out of time for basketball. It's coming on us.
Yeah.
Got less than a month.
Thank you, Dennis.
So.
I think reading that at the beginning of a game might put the parents in check.
Well, the parents are going to, this code of conduct, which they're going to come up with tomorrow night, the parents are going to sign it, the coaches are going to sign it, the players are going to sign it.
Yeah.
And there's the steps in there. If misbehavior happens, this is what happens.
I think that's a good idea, though. We had our issue last year, so it'd be good not to repeat. Do something in steps to prevent it from.
I commend you for doing that, because I think it's needed.
I just think Spring City was very cooperative. Spring City was right there with us. And Matt was okay. Roland Fountain Green didn't show up. I hope they're there tomorrow.
Roland will be there tomorrow night, Stephanie said.
Wouldn't be our responsibility where we're hosting all these to implement that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But they're going to have to get their parents and coaches and everybody to sign it.
Right.
As part of their.
This is going to be the criteria.
Is that going to be part of the registration process?
Yep.
Now, Pete Allred taking care of it over in Spring City, he was all over it. He said, you bet, let's do it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do tomorrow night.
At least you got something in place, taking some kind of measures to prevent.
Well, we've got the guidelines there too, to the steps of what we can do if something happens, so.
I like it. It's sad that it needs to be that way.
Well, it is, but words are, without rules, without ramifications, they don't mean much.
Yeah, no.
Without penalty. It's just the way it is. So I told them about Wasatch up there in Heber, and the high school and junior high up there. If a parent or a ball player brings anything negative to the program, they're done for that year. It's out of the coach's hands and everything else. It's a committee, and it's done. It's done. They're done for a year. But I never was one of the ones to punish the kids for what a parent done.
Yeah.
And I was always that way. Them young kids should be punished for what a parent or a coach does. So, we'll see what happens tomorrow night. That's all I got.
Sam, what do you got?
I don't got nothing.
I had a couple of things. We need to do a public hearing next week, or next city council. I always get that mixed up. What's the letters on that? Goodness. We're applying for road money.
CDBG, isn't it?
Yeah. CDB.
Are you talking the 23rd?
Yes.
Public hearing.
It's at 6 o'clock?
Yes. So we're applying for road funds up in Aspen Village. And then also to approve our water conservation plan. We have to have a public hearing on that.
Did we get a final draft for that yet?
All it basically was is he signed it. Devin signed it and sent it back to us. I sent out the draft probably a month ago.
I think I read through it.
Yeah, basically this, and then Devin signed it and sent it back, so now we can have a public hearing on it to get it submitted before the end of the year.
For the water conservative?
Yeah, the water conservative.
When are we doing that one? In December?
I hope we can do it on that 23rd also. I can't remember that and had to be published in the newspaper though. We'll have to look at that.
The 23rd this
month. Yeah, because we're only going to have the one city council in December. Let me see here, what else we got? West Rock has approached us to do an early start one day on the 19th. They'd like to start at 4 o'clock in the morning.
On the 19th of November?
Yeah, on the 19th of November.
Right. Well, that would be a neighborhood thing, wouldn't it?
Well, it's like a noise variance, so the city has to grant that.
But when we want to go and talk to the people up there and get there.
They already know what they think.
Yeah, they're already gonna fight it. I don't think it's gonna be a big issue during this time of year, because everybody's windows are gonna be closed. It's not gonna be like the summertime.
Explain to me what they want again?
To start batching cement at 4 o'clock in the morning. They got a big pour they want to do on the 19th.
Oh, just for a one-time?
For a one-time noise deal. This is what they're asking for.
Well, I don't see an issue with it. I mean, you gotta...
I was thinking that it was gonna be a ongoing thing.
No, just that day, the 19th, which is a Friday. So they'll start batching at 4 o'clock in the morning. Basically, they're asking for a noise variance for that one.
I'd like to have a noise variance for my place out there on State Street.
I'd like to have a noise variance for my neighborhood.
4 o'clock in the morning. I might have to give me another two before like I did in Grantsville. Laid it across the street with a nail sticking out of it. He stopped peeling out.
That's gonna be in the paper.
He stopped peeling out at the stop sign. He didn't have any tire left to do it with.
Well, we're gonna be peeling that gentleman.
That's what I was gonna say.
This was a long time ago.
I think airport runway is probably the most of them off the State Street.
Somebody in Berlin dodges in the morning, wraps up at Berlin.
Yeah.
And he comes by my place and my windows are there. It's 4 o'clock every morning. I know it's a minor.
Parked out in front of your house with a flat tire.
Are we gonna grant it for him?
I don't have an issue with it. I mean, it's a one-time thing. They gotta still do business. I mean, I say...
Are you gonna?
That's on the 19th.
Yes. Let the people know, or are you just gonna?
I think we could at least tell Westrock that you're okay with it, but they need to let the neighborhood know.
That's the approach I would let it do, is they need to let
everybody do some.
Yeah. Some PR
or something.
Yeah, it'd be good for Kemp to do a little PR there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's actually the big shot from the up north that's asked us.
Yeah.
We'll throw it back to him. He'll probably pass it on to Kim.
Probably just the media.
Okay, we'll give them the go ahead then and just make them aware they have to notify the neighbors.
Do we need a motion or anything on any of that? Any kind of anything official? To grant?
Just a rumor of hits with just the area decision. Yeah. On the NRCS, I did talk to Bryce today. The NRCS economist report finally come back, and the guy goofed it up. So we had to send it back to him, but he says it's really helpful to get it within the next week. Because he's got all the information there, he just had to change some of the numbers. So he's still hopeful that we can start marching forward with the reservoir. So the numbers come in good enough to still qualify, and that was a big concern, so... So we get there.
Are we gonna be able to pull the flood deal off of that? So we can get the extra storage with flood control?
I doubt it. We'll always have to leave that 200 acre feet there for flood control. So.
Getting what we're getting though is still up there than what we had. Oh geez.
Yeah.
If we get any snow.
Yeah. if we get snow up there to catch, huh?
Well, if we get a little bit of snow, we can store some of it now. Yeah. We can get the reservoirs.
Yep. And then the other thing, talked to Devin on our well, the water come back good. So that's a big relief. So.
Well, how many gallons do we think we get out of that?
Right around 400 gallons a minute.
That's pretty good. That's free flow, or is that pumped?
I'm not 100% sure which way they're figuring it. So
yes, one of them.
Yes.
One of those. I think it's pumped.
Yes.
I think the 400 gallons is pumped.
Probably it's free flowing 400.
No.
It will free flow quite a bit though.
So what happens when you're free flowing? Would you just fill the tanks and have an overflow that runs down the ditch?
Mm-hmm. If it's free flowing, yeah.
Yep. Yep. The tanks.
Well, more than likely it could basically keep up.
It could help us an awful lot just free flow.
I mean, you could, what would be wrong with doing a free flow and trying it and see what it does before we invest a ton in pumps and all that stuff?
So kind of my approach to him, what I gave my suggestion to him was, is to let's free flow it, but then have the pump as part of the project.
Mm-hmm.
because then it would be paid for, and then we're saving all the power and the utility cost if we don't have to turn it off.
Try equipment with the pump when you need it, and then
kick it on as needed.
Treat it like a spring when you don't.
Yeah.
Just let it flow.
So I think that's the approach they're going to take with it, just move it that way.
So it's like down the creek or down the ditch?
Well, it might be worse. Well, it goes in the creek now, I think, all the flows. It might not be a bad idea to see if we could, I don't know how much it would cost to, but all the stuff right there to shop to kick it back into that city well.
Well, free flow, can we cap it so it didn't come out? No?
No, you gotta have it.
If it's a flowing well,
Well, that's what I say though, but it's one that we drilled.
I would think you'd have a way to cap it off.
I think if you start capping it, you're going to cause problems with it.
So what the hope is the well driller, and talking to Devin a little bit, is what we'd do is we'd drill down along the side, or dig down along the side of the well about 15 feet deep and then tie into the well shaft. So then it would free flow out there and just gravity feed down into the pipe. And then when we needed more water, we could turn on the well to increase that flow.
Like I say, if it's overflowing enough and it's kicking the creek, then it wouldn't take much for them to tie that in from right there at the lower tanks, kick it over into that city well, which is right there in the same area. Maybe have a valve on it so if it starts overflowing, then it just recharges that well.
Well, put it back in the ground.
Mm-hmm. That's better than going down the creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking about.
Do you think it'll actually have enough to overflow?
I doubt it.
I don't get that pretty water going on my place year round.
In the winter you might, but
in the winter.
Yeah, in the winter. Be treating water in the winter. We'll just be relying on the springs and
so yeah, and we wouldn't have to be treating this from the sounds of it.
No.
I guess it depends on how many subdivisions go in between now.
Yeah. Anyway, it's looking really good. So
water. If we haven't got transformers,
we're getting the purest water you can get.
Yeah, there's a hidden message there somewhere.
Low in nitrogen, low in TDS.
Yeah, everything come back excellent. So
it's deep water.
It's the only one with tank manufacturing.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to throw 3 foot.
So I think we got another water part.
That could be like Spring Cities. We could have a pipe up there.
Sure,
He's been pushing to get everything to go under.
Hey, we could have, instead of Arrowhead, it could be, we could come up with a nice name and start bottling it. Maybe it'd put us on the map.
There we go, huh?
Pleasant drinking water.
Pure spring water.
Yes. That's all I have.
And the deep aquifers.
Formally, a motion we adjourn.
Thanks, Russ. Somebody second it?
I'll second it.
All right, I'll just say, turn that off and I'll tell my story about my two before.
I'm not turning that off, I want this recorded.
Everybody just turned on their tape recorders just to hear the story.
Well, I had a kid out in Grantsville.